All right. Today is November 16th, 2016. It's about 2:52 p.m. New Orleans time. My name is Joe, and this is Republic Today. How can we get active? Is there an imperative for Americans to become active, whether that means active in their community, or active in politics, or active with charities? Should we, ought we, as Americans do it? Maybe as a white male, I have more of a responsibility than a handicapped queer female person of color, or something like that. That just by being openly queer and living with a disability, or people who don't look like Donald Trump walking down the street, just being out there is activism for them. But if you don't think that is the case, for yourself, and maybe you're a cisgender upper middle class female, maybe you're a millennial who came up in a lot of money, regardless of your skin color, or by a lot of money, I maybe mean, enough. If you look at statistics, and again, look it up, you're on the internet if you're listening to this, it seems as though people with more working class backgrounds donate a bigger amount of their money to charity than most rich people. And you can always cite exceptions and one percenters like William Gates. However, I would say that if you're in the top 20% of net worth, then you're rich. If you're in the top 20% of American net worth, you've outgrown your middle class status and you're rich. So maybe if you're in the top 50% of net worth in America, you do have a big responsibility. Maybe if you're in the top 80% of Americans, and you enjoy the freedom that we do enjoy, you enjoy the prosperity that most of us enjoy, it's all relative, but maybe you are patriotic, or maybe you think that because of Jesus, we have a responsibility to give back somehow. So, what do we do? How do we get active? With the internet, it's very easy to throw money at something. You can be a slacktivist, a clicktivist, and if you've got a credit card account, that's some digits that represent a bank account. That bank account represents more digits. It's very easy to transfer digits. And something that I think that the left in America has a problem with more than the right in America is that there are so many causes. There are so many causes, and they're all saying, hey, if you want to be a good progressive, you have to give to the environment, and you have to give to labor, and you have to give to feminism, and you have to give to people of colorism, and you have to give to the disabled, and you have to give to foreign aid, and you have to give to children's causes, and you have to give to the arts, and you have to give to the humanities, and you have to give to education in general, and you have to support our troops, and you have to support our police, and you have to support our firemen, and you have to say, well, doctors deserve to be super rich, and you have to say, engineers deserve to be super rich, and you have to say, capitalism is provided for poor people in a way that you radical leftists don't agree with. And even if you disagree, we have to compromise on capitalism or else we won't get anything done. And you have to give to any socialist or neo-communist or radical leftist cause as well, because they're the ones actually keeping up the good fight while you enjoy your suburban house. Anyway, let me get off this track. However, I just was trying to make the point that on the left, everyone, the responsibilities are everything. The right wing, the Republicans, only have one cause, and that's cut taxes for the rich. That's all they care. Well, no. They care about profit margins for the rich and cutting taxes for the rich, and that's really it. Now, that's Republican politicians. The voters obviously have lots of other concerns, and when you're only given a binary, they're going to vote Republican, even if they're not exactly down with tax cuts for the rich and more profits for the rich and nothing else. So what are we supposed to do? Well, finding common ground between different ends of the false political spectrum is one thing to do. Hey, wages are too low. Wages are too low for Republicans. Wages are too low for Democrats. A day's work isn't worth a day's pay right now, and we need to make that the case. We don't necessarily agree on solutions. Republicans and Democrats alike are hostile to labor unions. However, labor unions will continue to support Democrats in general. But since labor unions are effectively illegal due to the 1947 Taft-Hartley Act, unions aren't going to be the way to raise wages. So it seems like people are looking for a more general way to be active. Is it volunteering at the charity? Now, I might argue that volunteering drags wages down, because if you can get someone to work for your organization, whether it's a nonprofit organization or it's a for-profit organization that people think is providing a valuable service, and they can get volunteers to work for free, well, there goes any competition for those jobs and wages. There goes any negotiating leverage for similar jobs at a different organization. Maybe one nonprofit saying like, hey, look, we need cooks for our soup kitchen, and we're only going to use volunteer cooks. So if you cook as a hobby, then come on down and do it for free and give us your time and labor and expertise and all that. And if you're a cook looking for a job and you're willing to start at the bottom and you're trying to work your way up, well, those nonprofit organizations are dragging your wages down. So is volunteering really the way to go? I mean, that's a very specific kind of analogy, and I think you could poke a lot of holes into my argument about volunteering dragging wages down, but volunteering is one way you can get involved. I do a podcast occasionally, and I've been posting articles on a website as my way to kind of try to get information out there, get different ideas out there, communicate, and something that I've talked about on old podcast episodes years ago is that we need to, one way that you can be active, and I've started to hear people talk about this, and it's the reason why I wanted to touch on it today, is that one way you can be active is talking to people about this stuff. Maybe it was okay for your racist uncle to make a few jokes, your mildly racist uncle, to get drunk and make a joke, and we could kind of smile and move on back in 2015. But it's 2016 and the Klan just won the White House, and so maybe it's not okay to make those mildly racist jokes. And, you know, and maybe it's time to, not only is it not okay for him to say something, but it's not okay for us to not say something. It's not only the person now, and I'm not saying this was necessarily true before the Klan / Republican Party took over two branches of government, are soon to take over the third, the Supreme Court. Maybe it was okay to, I don't want to say go along to get along, and not, you know, it was never okay to be part of a conspiracy of racism, but if it's Christmas night and your drunk uncle makes a joke, I think most of us let it go, because we don't have, you know, we're perhaps in a room full of white people, and it's not like everyone's like, yeah, that's right, racism. People just want to move on from it and smile, and you still have to have respect for your elders and love for your family. So that might have been okay in 2015, but this year, maybe it's time to actually stand up and say, hey, it's not okay that you make those jokes. And maybe when you see things at work, or maybe when you see the Starbucks worker discriminating based upon race, or you hear stories about hiring decisions or whatever the case may be. Maybe it's people talking about their dating lives and they, again, they're not actively racist people who are going to, you know, vote for the Klan or whatever. Maybe they're Hillary voters or and Obama voters and people who want harmony. But then they're saying, oh, well, you know, Marie, she would never go out with a black guy. Maybe it's time to say, hey, look, Marie, like, you need to rein that in. Even if that's the case that you won't go out with a black guy, I'm not going to try to change you. But that should not be common knowledge because that's just outright racism and it's not acceptable anymore. If you hear someone say something sexist, you know, I'm thinking about, and who knows if I'll do this, but write a letter to your local sports team saying that you want there to be an equal number of scantily clad male cheerleaders at the sporting events that they have scantily clad female cheerleaders. I went to a sporting event the other night. They're like wearing next to nothing. And it is very sexist. It very much is about objectifying women. I don't blame the dance team themselves. They train to be a dancer. They want to be dancers and they're getting paid a little bit of money part time to dance professionally and perform in front of people. That's great. I have no problem with the women making those decisions. Perhaps there should just be an equal number of scantily clad muscle men to go with the scantily clad fitness model women. And I'm going to ask you, listener, right now to check yourself. When I say these silly, unrealistic things, you know, people writing to sports teams for scantily clad men, it's time to stop saying, well, that's unrealistic. That's not possible. Oh, the system won't allow this. The system won't allow that. It's time, when I ask the question, what should we do now? It's do something. Yes, it is have conversations with your coworkers and friends about racism and sexism and income distribution and how, for what I like to say in your ear is that if income was distributed better, then there would be less racism, sexism, homophobia, xenophobia, anti-Muslim, just deplorable shit stuff. There'd be less of it if jobs paid, if a day's work equaled a day's pay. And I'm continuing to try to come up with ideas to try to influence my local community to make housing more affordable for low-income people. If the country isn't able to implement some of the child-oriented ideas that Hillary Clinton had, and abortion and who knows, even contraception becomes illegal, then we're going to need people active in the community for affordable childcare, for not just like childcare to make money, but ways in which communities can get around working class and working poor women who have kids who maybe weren't ready to have kids economically or maturity-wise. We need to have training for parents, men and women, about how to raise kids, what kind of language is appropriate with your child, how important pronunciation and elocution are for a young child to learn as a life skill to be able to get by, for not letting your kids stay up all night. If kids have to be to school at 8 in the morning, you can't let them stay up so late. And, you know, for all of that kind of parenting stuff. So you might be listening and say, hey, I could go help with that, or I could donate to that kind of thing. So I don't know. I just wanted to raise the question, what to do now? I think hitting the streets with signs and drums and bullhorns and pitchforks and torches is a good idea. I think that the Klan's going to do it. So the people on the left may as well get out there and do it too. It wasn't so long ago that there was such a thing as a Tea Party, and those folks were out protesting with signs and bullhorns and slogans and the whole nine, and they ended up taking over the entire government. So stop visualizing things as being impossible and think about what little things you can do in your community. You know, type up a pamphlet and go to Kinko's or Office Depot or your local library or your local university and type something up, print it out, and go out and hand it out on the street. And maybe you'll change a couple minds, or maybe you'll meet some like-minded people that are having meetings that you didn't even know about. And you can go meet more like-minded people, and people are going to start making plans and getting out there, and soon maybe we'll have third parties and social change and hold our right-wing Democratic politicians' feet to the fire and hold our right-wing Republican politicians' feet to the fire and really maybe get some better politicians in. And, you know, I'm even thinking work within the system. As much as I have a soft spot for anarchism, even just getting involved, working within the system, trying to be part of positive, progressive social change. You know, there's a lot on the table right now. We have to define what we mean by working class, middle class, define what we mean by progressive versus liberal, define what capitalism is. What do we mean by capitalism? What is capitalism versus democracy? What are the differences between democracy and capitalism? What do we mean when we say democracy? What do we mean when we say consensus? When we say white men elected Trump, well, I'm sure there are literally millions of white men who voted for Hillary Clinton. So let's start defining things. Let's get out there. Talk to your friends. Talk to your co-workers. Talk to your family. Have conversations about this stuff out loud. Find common ground and maybe get some energy to get off the couch or take a day off from your 10-mile run. Or take a day off from your day hike up into the mountains and woods and creeks and things. Take a day off from house cleaning. Let your house go for a day. And get out and get involved in the community with some like-minded people and push for a positive change. Just what do we do? We're going to continue to talk about this, hopefully, if I continue to podcast. So thank you for listening.